You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we have some good news here as this year, the world's largest art festival finally returns to the streets of Edinburgh and uniquely to our device screens as well. So it will thrill us with an explosion of creative energy and unique talents from all genres of arts. And of course, I am talking about the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which this year runs from Friday 6th of August till Monday 30th of August. As one of the greatest celebrations of arts and culture on the planet, we can expect 3 weeks of some of the most unique shows, including some accessible ones. So how do we find out about them and how will the Fringe look this year? Well, I'm joined by Deputy CEO of the festival, Lindsay Jackson, to find out. It's so nice to have you here, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me, and what an inspiring introduction. I'm all excited about the festival now.
Well, I think it's not just us, is it? Lindsay, how does it feel to finally return, especially after how turbulent last year was?
It feels very strange. It's still a little unreal. Actually going out and about in the city and seeing things that the buildings are going up and venues are going in and people are out and about. It's very exciting. We never expected to get to this point. It's been such a roller coaster for many, many people over the last sort of 18 months. But it's very exciting and a little bit stressful, but the good stress rather than the other stresses that we've had in the last 18 months. It's really nice to have all that energy about, oh no, we have a live event in 20 minutes. What do we do? That's a much nicer energy to have to deal with than, oh no, the whole world has fallen apart. So it's a mixed emotional bag.
And it's going to look a little bit different this year because it's not just going to be in-person events. You're going to have a bit of online things.
Yes, so we have shows that will be indoors. We have shows that will be outdoors. We have shows that will be on the internet via a range of different platforms, some you will know, and a new platform that we've built specially. And at the moment, there's about 700 shows online, well, in total, and about the third of those are online. So there's going to be a huge concentration of work of, you know, fringe favourites and particularly international artists. And that work will all be available online.
How is it going to be with online events? Obviously, they're going to be available to our devices, but are they also going to be broadcasted live? It's not going to be a pre-recorded thing.
The beauty of the Fringe is the artists tell us how they want to do it and then we make it work for them rather than, we're not the programmers. Our job is to help them fringe in the way that best suits them. So some artists are streaming their work live and you have to buy a ticket to show up at a certain time, even though it's still a digital show. Others are doing a live version of it and then putting that recorded live version after the fact online to watch later. And others are simply supplying the content to be streamed sort of, you know, on demand, like other TV channels, platforms. So it's a kind of mix of everything. But there will definitely be even those doing on-demand shows that you can watch anytime, things like tweet-alongs or chat spaces for people to be able to sort of build that in-person experience, even though everybody sat in their own living rooms across the world. So it's a bit of everything, really.
And what will the accessibility look like this year? Because I imagine it's not that easy to plan when you're having to factor in online and live shows as well.
Yeah, it's difficult. And of course, the challenge for accessibility at the Fringe, even though everybody's been working really hard for it over lots and lots of years, I don't want to downplay how much hard work has gone into making the Fringe increasingly more accessible. The challenge is it can be expensive, and actually many Fringe artists and companies are not subsidised in any way, so they've had to make really hard decisions. But actually, we are in the live space. We've got the things you would expect to see. More and more shows are confirming in this week about things like captioning, audio description, BSL interpretation, relaxed performances, the ability to do touch tours. Some of that has been hindered by COVID and some of that's been hindered by the availability of people. But in the online space, we've got shows that will be audio described. We've got shows that will be captioned. And then every show on our Fringe player will have an automated subtitle feed. So we understand those are different to captions. Obviously, captions are much more in response and much more in time with the show, but we will at the very least be auto subtitling all the shows in the digital player in order to facilitate And then historically, we don't have them this year, but they will be back in the future. You have the ability to search the programme by sight not needed and hearing not needed. And the point of those is really to understand and to get audiences to start thinking about the types of work that are available to them if they don't have a vision, or if their vision is challenged, or if they don't have hearing. And things like stand-up or music shows or spoken word shows. You know, if you look at just the mix of comedy, exhibition, music and spoken word on the website at the moment, that's 320 shows that potentially a visually impaired audience member could see. So it's very far from perfect, but there's lots of options. And actually, most importantly, our website is fully screen reader enabled, so you audience members can go and find for themselves, and they should find that the websites have got enough adaptive technology within it for them to be able to browse and to really understand what's in the program and search for themselves as well.
And you can also, I had to play around with the search engine on your website, you can also mark or tick if you're looking for an audio described performance, or maybe you're looking for something captioned, which can really help when you're, you know, sifting through such a large amount of shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, the nature of this year's festival, because everything's been pushed to the last minute, we know there are artists out there who will be providing captioned and audio described shows. If you've been and looked and not seen many results for those selection criteria, then go back, because we have to make sure at our end that it's of a certain standard, or that people actually understand what it means to make a show accessible. You know, we sometimes have people who sort of say, yeah, our show's really relaxed, and we're like, well, that's not quite what relaxed performance means. So we have a good quality control check there. So more and more shows should hopefully be added to those with those criteria in the coming sort of week or so. And quite a few shows are not doing a full run this year, so you might find that throughout the course of the festival, more content is added that is very specifically either, you know, captioned, audio described, or BSL interpreted.
So it looks like you're going to have a really busy time, because you're going to be working to the very last minute. Now, if we're listening to this and maybe we have some questions about accessibility, or we just want someone to help us a little bit, can we contact anyone? Where can we go?
You absolutely can. So we have an access bookings team, and there's a full page on our website. So if you go to tickets.edfringe.com, there's a tab at the top that says accessibility, and that has everything that you might need to know, but also more importantly, it has an email address and a telephone number. We have a specific access booking service, which is currently only by phone and email, and we'll take face-to-face appointments if people are unable to book in that way. We're working really hard on making accessible bookings fully online, but we sort of got stuck a little bit with COVID, where we had to hold off on some of that development. But it's all on our website, and you can always phone, and we have a text phone as well. You can always email, and any of those methods. We have a team of the entire box office customer services team are trained and ready to help you audiences and find the shows that they really want to see.
Okay, so now finally, before I do let you go, a quick reminder, when is the festival on? What are those dates?
So the festival starts on Friday the 6th and runs through every day from 10 a.m. till probably 5 a.m. the next day, until Monday the 30th of August. And it's all over Edinburgh this year, some indoor, some outdoor. Don't forget there's the street performance as well, which is all free to access. And there should be lots and lots of exciting things happening about the city over the next 3.5 weeks.
Lindsay, I'm sure I'm speaking for everyone in saying that we are thrilled to see Fringe back on and again, and hope everything goes without a hitch this year. But in the meantime, Lindsay Jackson, the Chief Exec of Edinburgh Festival Fringe, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.